Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you have any level of objectivity, you know this state has been riddled by fraud, way too much fraud. Seemingly it never ends. And a lot of questions about responsibility, including and most importantly with the governor of the state, Tim Walz. Kristen Robbins is a member of the House representing Maple Grove. She is also running for governor, and she is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Appreciate the time, as always. So... You were named chair of the House Fraud Prevention and State Agency Oversight Policy going back in January. And so far, a lot of Democrats have pushed back saying this is, as MinnPost classified it, let's make Tim Walz look bad. In fact, the House DFL leader said this, Zach Stevenson, it's a total partisan exercise. I can tell you disagree quickly and authoritatively. Go ahead and explain why you disagree.
Yes, this is the first time the state has had an oversight committee, and it's long past due. And we are having hearings every month, even though it's not in session, and during the session, last session, to highlight the fraud and have the agencies come in and talk about how we can better partner with them and provide more oversight tools. So based on our hearings, we passed several bills last year that actually have strengthened the agency's oversight abilities. And we've also enabled the public to whistleblow. So we put out our whistleblower portal back in, I think it went live in April. Well, the governor finally last week issued his whistleblower portal, but he's late to this party. He's had 7 years to try and crack down on fraud and has done nothing. And now, based on pressure from our committee, he's finally taking some action, stopping payments, closing down the housing stabilization program. But none of that would have happened if our committee wasn't out there doing the work, uncovering the fraud, and holding the agencies accountable. No one else was holding Tim Walz and his DHS and the other agencies accountable until our committee started our work.
Okay, so let's talk about the whistleblower side, because I can react to a number of things that you just raised there. What has been discovered from everyday citizens calling in?
Yes, we have an email portal, mnfraud.com, that people can send us complaints. And I mean, I'd have to go back and look, but we've had hundreds of people whistleblow. Some people are service providers, some people are service recipients, and some people are agency or county employees who know what's going on and are afraid to tell their supervisors. So we get a wide range of reports, and I would say non-emergency medical transportation, which we haven't even had a hearing on, but it's coming. Came through that one. Some of the integrated community supports came in through that. One of our whistleblowers actually testified in committee. I think it was the September hearing. So we get actionable items. And then sometimes it's so egregious. You know, as a legislature, we don't have law enforcement powers. People sometimes say to me, well, why isn't anyone arrested? Why is your committee arresting people? But we only can investigate. And even that is limited. Like, I don't have access to bank records. I don't have access to health records. So when a credible whistleblower report comes in and we vet it as much as we can, then I turn it over to the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office or the Office of Legislative Auditor.
Do you know if they've acted on any of this so far?
I know many that we've turned over are under active investigations, but I don't know where those investigations stand.
Can you share one that is especially egregious to our audience listening right now?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I would say in general, it's all of these different supplemental Medicaid services that Minnesota has expanded into that are unlicensed and that no other state often provides. And they provide kickbacks to get people to sign up for their services, and then they either don't provide the services or provide just basic services, or they register fake names and say they're giving services when all of it's fake. So the layers of this, the egregiousness of this, I mean, we are still, as Joe Thompson has said, we're still at the tip of the iceberg.
Kristen Robbins is here. She's the representative from Maple Grove. We're talking about her role on the House Fraud Committee. She also is running for governor to replace Tim Walz. So let's talk Tim Walz here. The Walz administration and his defenders will say that the government is enormous, and this is a state of well over 5 million people, and he cannot stop everything that is out there, and that they've put further action in place to try to prevent this. When you hear this, considering your role on the committee and considering you want him, let's just be honest, fired, and you want to replace him, what do you say to that thesis offered up by the governor and others who defend him?
I think that they are very recently, in the last couple months, starting to take fraud seriously. But for 7 years, they ignored very credible whistleblower reports. They didn't fire anyone when we had actual cases of fraud, like the overpayments to the tribes or the CCAP fraud. No one was fired. They've not done anything to stop the fraud or hold people accountable. And so, I mean, I think they're getting worried because of the election, and that's why they're taking these steps. And any steps to stop fraud on the front end is what we need. We have to stop it before it goes out the door. But yes, I think his record on this has been terrible.
Do you believe they have intentionally looked the other way? And if so, why would they do that?
So I have whistleblower reports where they allege that people were told not to worry about things because they didn't want to be accused of targeting a particular community or be accused of racism.
Is this the Somali community?
Yes. And so I do not know that it is true, but I have multiple whistleblower reports from different agencies in different counties saying the same thing. So I would say that's one possible reason. The other possible reason, to your point, is that government is just too big. We have so many agencies and so many layers. The size of DHS is crazy. And the number of employees over there and the number of layers, like, it's unmanageable. So we have to get government. We have to stop the duplication of programs, the duplication of layers of bureaucracy. And we have to have a government that's focused on outcomes. Their reward structure is the more recipients they sign up, the better it is. And it's based on how many people have they signed up for services. The metric should be, what are the outcomes? Has anyone been housed? Has anyone been fed? Are services actually producing results? And no one is asking that question. So as governor, I want to stop the fraud, but I also want to make sure that we are actually putting our money into programs that are effective. And if they're not effective, we should stop spending the money.
So I want to be clear, just personally, I've interviewed Joe Thompson multiple times on this. This is the amount of fraud in this state to me is insulting. It is beyond egregious. And I'm glad more and more people are getting arrested, going through trials, sent to prison, if found not guilty. And anyone who looked the other way and was timid is also culpable. But on the governor himself, before we get to other topics, do you believe the governor himself looked the other way because he was worried about offending any group, or for any other reason he specifically looked the other way or set up a system where he knew there were cracks in it and did not want to resolve that?
You know, I just cannot speculate on that. I do not know that. I have no evidence of that. And I think there's plenty of evidence that shows that he allowed this fraud to persist in his administration with so many credible reports of fraud, and he did nothing to hold his agencies accountable, despite years of OLA reports. I mean, charges in CCAP, charges in the tribal payments. We've had so many charges in Feeding Our Future and housing stabilization. Like, I don't know what it will take to hold your agencies accountable and fire people, but he's done nothing to hold the agencies accountable. So in that sense, he is absolutely culpable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's talk about Feeding Our Future and the number of Somalis involved, and even reporting from an outlet last week suggesting a significant amount of the money was funneled to a terrorist group, Al-Shabaab, which is frightening, if true. The president reacting to that and the monitoring of what's going on in the state announced his plan late Friday to end temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota. As the Tribune reported, as of 2023, there are about 430 Somalis in the state with that protection. Do you agree with what the president is doing in this area? And if so, how will it affect fraud in this state moving forward?
Well, I'm very grateful that the president is focused on the fraud in Minnesota, because I have asked the administration for help to have a full federal audit of DHS, because that is what we need to get to the bottom of this. So I encourage him to do that. I encourage him to put more resources into the U.S. Attorney's Office. We need more investigators. We need more forensic accountants. So there's a lot the federal government can do to partner with us. And I do think, as Andy Luger said, you know, back in the day, this is primarily focused in the Somali community. It's not only in the Somali community. Amy Bach, leader of Feeding Our Future, was there. But the majority of the fraud that has been indicted and prosecuted to date, we found in the Somali community. And I've got to tell you, some of my best whistleblowers are from the Somali community. So I think what we need to do is get more resources in here to really get to the bottom of it. And so if this is one of the areas, that's great.
Okay, so let me follow up that. Indisputably, there have been a number of Somalis who've been arrested, and people will not acknowledge. If people won't acknowledge that, they're being naive. But there are also thousands of other innocent Somalis who have nothing to do with this, and I think sometimes feel like they're being targeted because other individuals who are from the same country have been a part of this. So how do you balance that? And then specifically on this temporary protected status and the president ending that, are you for that?
So, I mean, I just go back to what I just said. The majority of the arrests and indictments and cases have been in the Somali community, but some of my best whistleblowers are also in the Somali community. So it's both, right? People in the Somali community want it cleaned up, and there are also perpetrators in the community. So we have to just look at that reality. And if the temporary protected status order will help us get to the bottom of it, I'm absolutely for it. We need every tool available. And I think on the more practical side, until that order takes effect, you know, what we really need is the full federal audit, and we need more resources in the U.S. Attorney's Office. But I am for an all of the above strategy, because this program or this fraud is so massive, we don't fully have a grasp on it.
Last thing, and I appreciate your time, Kristen. Representative Kristen Robbins is with us. The Speaker of the House, since we last chatted, Lisa Damoth, has entered the race. She has significant name recognition. A lot of people believe she is the favorite to win the primary next year and to oppose Tim Walz. Do you agree with that, that she is viewed as the person, at least as of now, as the lead person?
You know, she certainly has the best name ID and the most visibility, and she will continue to have that as Speaker because she will always be the spokesperson for our caucus, and, you know, that just comes with the territory. But she said, I believe last Sunday, that she's planning to abide by the endorsements. So she may make it into the primary or mm-hmm. may not, and that, I guess, time will tell. But every Republican in this race is laser focused on making sure Tim Walz doesn't have a third term. So whether it's the Speaker or Kendall or Scott or any of the other candidates, we all are united in our mission to turn our state around and make sure Tim Walz doesn't serve a third term.
Representative, thanks so much. I appreciate your time. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we'll talk down the line.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Representative Kristen Robbins right here on CSA. I'm going to transition quickly to what we all should do every single day. Have some water, but have quality water. And have quality water at your house, your cabin, wherever you might have a place. And if you're going to have the best water, I got the place, and I've had the place since 1993, and they've been around since 1987. Of course, I'm talking about Aquarius Home Services online. Pretty simple, AquariusHomeServices.com. Sure, they've got the water softener. And yesterday, probably a lot of us did laundry. It was either that or watch that putrid Viking performance. Also, get your butt outside. But you might have little dishes, a little shower, a little bath, so the water softener is great. How about the utility room? When you turn the heat on Thanksgiving Day, when you're going to wake up and it's 15 degrees outside, yep. But I want to emphasize again the Kinetico drinking water system because it's the best. Started the day with a couple of big glasses today, and also so essential to the food preparation leaning to Thanksgiving. You can save up to, wait for it, 25% on the Kinetico drinking water system. Don't hesitate. Right now, reach out. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.